Sokala Duma Radio.
SportPesa is here. Use your phone, put your Disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. SportPesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. My guest is football legend Dr. Kumalo as we discuss five hot topics and future predictions. Bafana Bafana take on Nigeria, with Thulani Serero being recalled to the squad, and that's got people talking. It's round two of the Soweto Derby. Who has the upper hand as the teams clash in the Telkom knockout semi-finals? We'll hear from Doc about his thoughts on those questions and more. But before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. So enjoy this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Now for SportPesa's five hottest soccer topics with Doc.
Joining me now on the line is Dr. Kumalo. He's a football legend in South African football, formerly of Kaizer Chiefs and the SportPesa ambassador. Doc, thank you very much for joining us on the Sit Down with Doc. Well, a lot has been happening over the past few days. Mamelodi Sundowns played against Orlando Pirates. There was a lot of spillover in that match. Blake Leopards and Free State Stars have dismissed their coaches. Bafana Bafana are playing Nigeria in the next few games, in the next few days rather. Well, let's talk about Blake Leopards and Free State Stars. Coach Luke Emile and Joel Masuta have been dismissed. What has been your what was your reaction to those news?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners, to you. Good to be back again. Obviously, with not so much good news that we're going to talk about. If we have to go back to your question, it's not a good thing for a coach to lose his job. But I think there's so much that we have to look into it. Whether was it a top way of dismissal, or was it just because of the results or the incident, or what was the course, or what was the problem per se? But having said that, I don't think I'm at the right space where, or in the right space whereby I can probably dispute or try to find out the reason why the coaches were dismissed. But yes, we know very well that we South Africans, we are a nation that is positive in terms of acquiring the results. And I think Free Sixers and Black Leopards, they haven't been, you know, getting the best results of lately. It's all about the vision, and it's all about what do they envisage in terms of going forward. What is it that the team wants to gain or to get, you know, come end of the season? Or where are they looking to be at the end of the season? Or in the next, let's say, put it like this, in the next 5-10 years, you know, because yes, of course, we might be thinking of it's just an opinion, or probably it's just something that I'm thinking, that another individual might think, that they press the panic button so early. You know, yes, of course, 3-4 games, not good for them, and it was not positive results, it was negative results, but then, does that solve the problem in terms of them probably acquiring a new coach that will come up with a better solution to the problem? We don't know. Because now we will be talking about luck that needs to prevail in this manner. Because now for the new men to come in, they need to adjust to his methodology. There are so many things that needs to be taken into account. You know, how is he going to respond in terms of winning the supporters, winning the play, the dressing room, getting the players to understand his philosophy, and all those things. You know, there are so many things that are involved in this short space of time. We're heading towards the Christmas break, whereby, which is very, very vital, where you need to end the season, the Christmas break on a high note, you know, because when you start, it's the first week, not the third, not the second. The first week of January, the 4th of January, the TSL takes over. That means you don't have much to pay. Because as soon as you take over as a new guy, you just have to stabilize and make sure that you get the system going. And we know very well that, I mean, when we don't have a season like the one in the Euro EPL, whereby they play during Christmas break.
Yes, yes.
They don't. They don't break. So the players' minds are still focused. You know, they're still in the motion in terms of deliverance. But with our guys, come the 23rd, 24th, or maybe let's say 22nd, 23rd, the engine will switch off because they know very well they're going back to the loved ones. They're going back to the families, you know. They're in the festive season already.
Mm.
And you can't take it away because that's how our league is supposed to be.
And taking a look now at the biggest spillover from the previous weekend, the fan invading the pitch and confronting Coach Rolani Mokoena. A lot happened even before that game. Orlando Pirates' bus being denied entry properly. Both clubs have now issued videos giving their point of view as to what happened. The long and short of it is that a fan invaded the pitch, and I think that's the most important thing that we need to address. And Coach Rolani Mokoena was fortunate enough not to have perhaps been harmed from that. How do you react to this? And perhaps drawing from your previous experiences in these intense encounters, what was your overall reaction to the whole thing?
Look, I'm not gonna beat about the bush about this. This is something that we don't need in our football. We don't condone such situation.
Mm.
I've been a victim of such. I know what I'm talking about, and no one knows about it. It's only me and my family.
Mm.
I was only being given an opportunity as a trialist from the development of Kaizer Chiefs. We were playing Celtic in Belgium. They were next to the mine. Until today, I still have a scar from that. A fan invasion on the field after we scored the third goal. I think it was the late 80s who scored the goal. And I got a massive cut on my wrist.
Oh, wow.
And I was bleeding after that. So I know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what I saw. Unfortunately, I saw everything what happened. I was in the studio at SFBC. I was in the studio. I saw everything what happened. And you could see after the incident, the game dropped. The bench, him himself, Rolani dropped. So it had a serious effect. Like I'm saying, thanks God the man didn't have any weapon or anything that could have hurt or harmed Coach Rolani.
Mm.
And I'm not trying to be a smart test in it, but it was out there for everyone to see.
Yeah.
That was a very dangerous situation. Rolani would have been talking a different story by now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, Doc, do you think that as a country we're struggling with improving security? Because even besides that fan, there was a gate that was broken by like thousands of fans within that stadium. And of course, you just mentioned now that the last match, the 6-0 match, there was a stampede. Even the 3-1 matches that played, the 3-1 match that was played earlier this year from last season, there were fans who were climbing up the walls. Do you think that perhaps we are lacking in that security department, making sure that the stadiums are safe?
We thought, no doubt. We're lacking. We can't compare ourselves to our counterparts.
Mm.
You can't tell me the Real Madrid to Barcelona game with more capacity than ours is well controlled, and yet we can't control ours. So that's something that we're not doing right, that they are doing right.
Mm. Mm.
So what is it that makes the El Clasico smooth riding with no hiccups and whatsoever that we may hear of or support us? Look, it's a high-profile game. Yes, of course, our people need to understand that they need to learn that when is this kind of machine of my, this guy in this game, this kind of thing. Arrival at the stadium early, we need to probably do something that will make the fans to come to the stadium, attract them to stay. But how do you go to the stadium at 11 to go watch the film with no nothing, there's nothing?
To go watch the film. Yeah, that's
before,
a good point.
Before, we used to have the under 10s, the under 15s that would entertain the supporters. Or something that has to do with any marketing tool outside the stadium, that will make the supporters
some entertainment.
There are so many things that there are so many ways to kill a cat. I mean, we should come up with so many ways of attracting the supporters. Really, look at the magnitude of the game, and we cannot say the kickoff is a faster. And then you'll have said, and with the results, the both teams have been getting Pirates have been riding very, very high.
Mm.
So their supporters, obviously, they're very happy. They're satisfied. They want to go and see them repeating what they did last time, because the last thing that beat Sundowns was Pirates. So now, what were you expecting? Were you expecting? You can't tell me that you were expecting for the kickoff to be exactly as it was stipulated. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So we should. They should have other measures in terms of making sure that if it happens, that it's extended to a 30 minutes or another 45 or to an hour. You know, they should have room for that, options for that. But clearly, kickoff was our first three. And like you say, there were other hiccups before the game, but not with me. I'm not anywhere at the moment. So, but for the sake of the security of the supporters, I mean, I think it's time for, again, probably for stakeholders to regroup and probably come up with a better solution when it comes to such games. I mean, we're heading towards another derby in Devon, and you count how many derbies played in Devon before this one that comes. And you want to tell me that it's not an indication that something drastic, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. We should expect. If they announce that the tickets are going to be sold on 12 o'clock, before 12 o'clock the tickets are sold out, it's bad on its own. It gives an indication that it's going to be a high-profile game. Then we need to have better personnel, a better solution, a better structure in terms of how we're going to deal with such.
Yeah, let's continue talking the derby, as you now mentioned it. So we've now led ourselves perfectly into it. Orlando Pirates have the upper hand in that they won the previous game. We always say that form doesn't count, but really, when it's crunch time, it does really count sometimes. They looked better than Kaizer Chiefs the previous derby. Let's talk this derby in the Telkom Knockout semi-final. It's now a cup competition, and Orlando Pirates look the decent team, or the better team when you look strength to strength, man to man. How do you rate this derby and the fact that it's now in a semi-final of a competition?
Like you put it, it's on paper, Pirates have an upper hand. Pirates, they look better than Kaizer Chiefs. And we can't dispute that. Well, personally, I cannot dispute that. Yes, of course, we look back to history. What happened or what transpired in the previous match? Pirates won. Belly. And this is a cup game, and this is a once off. And I wouldn't like to disrespect either of the technical team, because they are there and they've been appointed because of the ability that they have on the program. And I would like to believe that having in the previous derby, yes, of course, Paris had an upper hand. And you should understand that that was the first derby for Solinas. And, you know, I'm not trying to defend him, but I'm trying to say, probably as a coach, and if I were to put myself in his shoes, obviously I would regroup and go back to the drawing board, and I would have understood what transpired and what is it all about that. And as a professional as he is, probably this is exactly what he has done. And I would like to believe that he might come up with a better solution to the problem, the derby of how to conquer Orlando Pirates, and probably Pirates are going to add more fuel in terms of making sure that they need a derby within a month. So I would like to say that it's going to be a very interesting derby to watch. Now, this is not interesting. This is all about qualifying for the next round of the Telkom Cup. So it's going to be difficult for one to predict or to suggest this is how it's going to play. But where I'm seated, I think a better tactician will be the one that wins it.
And last one on that derby note, the previous derby was preceded by a lot of mind games and gamesmanship from, particularly from Coach Rolani Mokoena, and I really loved it. But I felt sorry for him that he tried to sell the derby in that way. And a lot of people took it personally, and I'm sure he's not going to try and do that again. Do you condone such things? Do you condone us as South Africans selling the brand Premier Soccer League, Absa Premiership in that way? Or you would rather just get the talking on the pitch?
From my experience and from what I've been exposed to growing in Soweto as a youngster,
I used to
see PROs doing that.
Yeah.
You know, they would go each other's throats, but I've never seen a coach go at a coach. Because obviously with the demand in terms of respecting your colleague, you know, being a coach, I cannot disrespect another coach. But people were not the same. And Rulane is the better person probably to answer this question, because I wouldn't be in a position to explain it or probably to answer the way you would have. Where I'm seeing that, you look, I would personally wouldn't have done such, but it would have come out in a different manner, you know, in such a way that it doesn't talk to an individual, but it talks to the whole team, you know, and it talks to my entire team, but not addressing an individual. But having said that, look, at the end of the day, it's entirely up to the individual, because this is a free country. Everybody's free to say or to do whatever he wants, except it's not illegal. So in that manner, personally, I wouldn't have disrespected a colleague, but I would have come up with another sort of way of doing or saying things. Like before, I used to teach the work as a player. You say, you know, you tell your guys that I will be playing tomorrow. I'm not saying you tell that particular player. I'm just saying you tell the guys that there'll be Microsoft chicken miners tomorrow. I'm coming at home. You know, and we used to tease each other like that. Right? But I'm not too sure whether he meant it the way he did, or probably you are just provoking the situation or whatsoever. Hence, I'm saying that it's not in my capacity to judge Rulane, because also he is doing his job. And you can't tell me that if he says that, we are going to say you, we're going to hammer him. He can't, because that's his own opinion. That's how he feels. That's how he sees things. So how do you falter him if he says that? Or if he sees things like that? You can't. But it's because that's how he sees them. He sees things that the way they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And probably the way he said it, other people with disagree with him, others will agree with him. So it's a situation whereby he's the only person that can probably give us a better answer to it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he understands now the spillover, and it's probably not something that he'll try again. I really appreciated it. I understood it as to what he was trying to do, because I would have loved for the brand PSL to be sold better, like you're saying that the PROs used to do that.
Yeah.
And the last one then on the hot topics, Doc, before we go to the fixture predictions, is Bafana Bafana. Well, the prodigal son is back. Thulani Serero is back in the Bafana Bafana fold, having been banned. I say that in inverted commas, because we knew that he was banned, but really no one really knows whether he signed anything. But he's back now, and Stuart Baxter has picked him for the match against Nigeria. Your experience, you played 50 or so caps for Bafana Bafana. You were a celebrated player. What is your feeling regarding Thulani Serero, regarding him, the overseas players wanting to be guaranteed game time at Bafana Bafana?
Well, firstly, that's welcoming back. We managed these touches in the squad. But again, we need to respect the coach, the head coach, and his technical team. They have a pool of players that they are spoiled to choose from, and we need not to send a tone or a train set whereby if an individual is not happy not being picked before the match or whatsoever. I think those are the things that we can talk about behind closed doors. We need to be more professional, and we need to be more understanding that certain things are not being done because of hatred or whatsoever. You know, I don't think it can be harmful to any individual if you were to face that particular coach and ask him, why is it that when you select me, I'm traveling all the way from Europe and come to South Africa and I don't play? So you want to tell me a player that has traveled from Mamelodi to the squad doesn't have a right to ask that question because it's local? Then then we don't have a platform whereby a coach can exercise his rights and players can exercise their rights. So we don't have to differentiate when it turns off. Because coming all the way from Europe, I would also complain, coming from Soweto, going to the national team for 7 days and then I don't play. I must also complain because that time continues. So that on its own, yes, of course, it might be a different scenario because of the Europe and Africa. But at the end of the day, the delivery is not the same. But what is the same is that we in this together as soldiers. We're carrying the one flag. You don't carry a green flag, one carrying a red, I'm carrying a white, and then when you combine them, it's South African country. No, we're all carrying one color. So I strongly believe that leadership, and also we need to have players that know different cultures. And sometimes it's proper if you approach that particular individual and ask the very same question without you going out there. And now, how many people out there probably are agreeing with Tulani? How many people are disagreeing? And are we not opening a can of worms? We are. So the situation needs to be taken care in an amicable situation and also in a professional way, in a professional manner. And these youngsters need to understand that not all players can deliver the same. Not players can be played in the very same way. We had a player like Zain Moussa, Augustine Makalakalan, who were called in the national team, but they only played in one game, which was the quarterfinals of the 1996. Yes, they did approach the coach to ask, why are we not being played? And they were given answers. And I'm not too sure whether they were happy or not. But from the look of things, yes, of course, Zain was not happy. But it was not something that was taken out to the public. So why is it that if that's the situation, just approach. And if we can't find a solution, then we better probably go to the top level and try to find a solution there. To say, listen, guys, if I'm not playing and the coach is going to call me, I don't think I'll come because of ABC, whatever transpires. So let's find a common solution that will be better for the nation, not for the individual or for the coach. Or because there's one thing that Madiba said to us. The national team is not all about us or our friends or our families. The national team is about the nation. You are being called to become a soldier. And for that matter, a soldier that is going to only play for 90 minutes, what about those that have to go to the war for months, years?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Before we let you go, Doc, we still have the small matter of 5 fixture predictions for this episode of the Sit Down with Doc. We'll take a look at the fixtures that are upcoming and you give us your predictions then. Sometimes you get it right, like everyone else. Sometimes you get it wrong, like all of us.
Sokala Duma Radio.
On to the Doctor's predictions for the biggest upcoming games.
It's Netherlands versus France over the weekend in the UEFA Nations League. Netherlands playing France on the 16th of November. Who do you go with on that one?
I think Netherlands team, you know, they regrouped and they seem to be getting their group back, even though they've been playing at home and they got a couple of good results. With France obviously being crowned the champions of lately, world champions, I would think that with Netherlands, you know, trying to group or get the team together for the next Euro, I would go for France because they still have their solid squad and, you know, they still have that World Cup vibe here with them.
And in the same competition, the UEFA Nations League, Italy will host Portugal on the 17th of November. Who's your money on in that fixture?
With the Italians having a home advantage and they still want to redeem themselves, Italy is not the team, a country that wouldn't be in the chasing pack whereby they lose out meeting the trophy, you know, in two succession years without them being part of the winners. But they have introduced a couple of youngsters and the Portuguese are good travelers. With obviously Ronaldo's influence in the Italian Serie A league, I would go for Portugal.
Right. And on the same day, on the 17th of November, of course, the big one for us as South Africans is South Africa versus Nigeria. It's going to be a tough one for you because you are subjective. You are a South African. You are a South African hero. But let's look at it objectively a bit. South Africa versus Nigeria. Which one would you pick on that one?
South Africa, Nigeria, it's a very difficult call, eh? But I know very well that, when Nigerians play South Africa, or when they hear any, like, whether it's Banyana Banyana or whatever, the 20s or under the team, they go all out. And obviously, you would have seen their squad. They even announced the squad prior, you know, like anybody who could expect them to have announced the squad. They just announced the squad for the upcoming against South Africa. And with them obviously playing in South Africa, believe it or not, it's not an away game for them. They command a lot of Nigerians here in South Africa. So that means I wouldn't be surprised probably it would look like probably they're playing in Lagos, only to find that they're playing at FNP Stadium. But having said that, not disrespecting or disregarding our boys, they've done very well. Yes, of course, they might have gone through tough patches there and there with the technical team and technician that they have in Stuart Baxter. I've been to the camp, I've seen them, and I've seen Stuart. From the look of things, all is looming for the boys, so they might slip through.
So you'll give the away team the win?
No.
A draw?
That will be suicidal. I will give Bafana Bafana a win.
All right. We hope for the best. All right. And okay, I'm getting you from one problem to another. The Telkom knockout on the 24th of November semi-final, Kaizer Chiefs hosting Orlando Pirates. From one problem to another, we've already analyzed it a bit. Which team is your money on in that one? And there are no draws really because it's a cup competition.
Penalty shootout, Chiefs will win.
All right. Okay, that's a positive outlook again. All right, and finally, before we let you go, Bradoken, thank you so much for your time. Baroka hosting Bidvest Wits. Baroka resurgent a bit. Wits slowing down from their strong start at the beginning. They are also the other teams in the Telkom knockout semifinals on the 25th of November. Which one would you likely back on this one?
With Baroka getting the two wins back-to-back, they've done very well. Despite the hiccups that they encountered with the coach not being there and lost the mother.
Yeah.
And the assistant coach took over. I've been there, I've seen the situation. And Gavin, obviously, very close friend of mine. And I had an opportunity to have a chat with him. I know very well that Gavin wouldn't, by any chance, allow to lose three games in a row. And he might be in a situation whereby the gods are favoring him because it's a FIFA calendar. You know, if this game were played this week, I would have said Baroka going through.
Mm.
But with the FIFA calendar and the knowing Gavin, he's going to plot for the downfall of Baroka.
So you're definitely backing Bidvest Wits.
I think
that's
going through to the final.
All right, so it would be Kaizer Chiefs versus Bidvest Wits in the final. That's according to Dr. Kumalo. All right, Doc, thank you so much for featuring in this month's edition of the Sport Pesa podcast. Thank you so much. We'll speak to you again in a month's time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. And again, I would like to thank all the people who are supporting Sport Pesa because this is the platform that will make you a better person when it comes to sport.
All right.
Do tune in, listen to all whatever I have to say, and sometimes I would like to get your feedback. Thank you once more for your support.
Thank you so much, Doc. Sokala Duma Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next month for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.